up? What's up? Welcome to the Kinda Sorta Sports Podcast. I am your host, John Browner. It is Tuesday, September the 9th. And again, you can always find the Kinda Sorta Sports Podcast on iTunes. You look me up, John Browner's Podcast, in the subscription page or in the search bar. You can always go to Facebook and like the Kinda Sorta Sports Podcast Facebook page. You can always email me at kindasortasportspodcast@gmail.com. Now, if you don't know about the program, this is your first time, welcome. Here in the Kinda Sorta Sports Podcast, we kind of talk about sports. We sort of talk about everything else. I have hit the sweet spot of topics. I have to thank one Roger Goodell for that. And that's where we start. That's where we're going to end today. Now, at some point, things have got to change in the NFL front office. If you keep repeating the same act, expecting different results, that's the definition of crazy. As a fan of the NFL, we are now teetering on, and I mean fan because we're all fans, it's the number one sport in America, we're teetering on insanity. Because we keep expecting Roger Goodell to do the right thing or do the smart thing or do the practical thing, and he continues to fail at it. Now, by now, I'm assuming that you guys are all members of the sports audience like myself, not as heavy as me, but you are in tune with the sports world, even if you're not. When the story crosses over to mainstream news, to cable news, media, it's now a story, it's not a sports story, the story does not have a category. Ray Rice and his punching of his then-girlfriend, fiance, whatever she is, now wife, the punching of her in the elevator has now crossed over to mainstream news. Your grandmother probably knows or has seen or have heard something about this. So this is a wide-ranging topic. I'm going to try to tackle this from the angle of why it took so long for the NFL to really punish Ray Rice. I think I have a reason why he only got a 2-game suspension, and I haven't heard it anywhere else, and I'm going to tell you about it at the end of this. Now, let's focus on first things first. The image of the NFL, right, is this big, gigantic, billion-dollar industry, because guess what? It is. The NFL, in its background checks of the players coming into the draft and the players that are actually misbehaving, is second to none. Their physical reach when it comes to finding something out in the realm of sports leagues. By sports leagues, I mean the NFL, the NBA, the NCAA, who doesn't know shit, the NHL, the MLB, all of it. The NFL shrinks them. The NFL can find out whatever they want, whenever they want, because they have the financial resources to do so, and they have the business reach to do so. Every single owner in the NFL owns something. And when I mean own something, I mean gigantically. I'm talking about They own something at such a larger scale, they've earned billions of dollars to do it, to the point where they can afford to buy something worth $1 billion like it's pocket change. So when they tell me that they either A, didn't ask for the video, or B, couldn't get the video, it tells me C, they didn't want to get the video. They took Ray Rice either at his word, or they were too lazy to do the actual legwork to get the video, or C is what I'm going to get into later in the podcast. My theory of why Ray Rice's original punishment was so light. Daniel Snyder is one of the guys who I kind of know how he made his money and what he does with his money now. Daniel Snyder owns a radio station. Daniel Snyder owns a newspaper. Daniel Snyder has the financial reach to find out whatever he wants about a member of the Washington Redskins. I'm pretty sure if Roger Goodell lobbed a call to Daniel Snyder and asked him to find that video, Daniel Snyder could have found the video far quicker than TMZ ever could have. This video was out there for 7 months. It's been 7 months since that night that incident happened. Seven. And you mean to tell me in 7 months the NFL could not find a way to get their hands or their eyes on that video? Let's use common sense when we're dealing with common issues. This is a very easy problem to solve. TMZ has nowhere near the reach, nowhere near the financial backing that the NFL does. So if TMZ can get this video and sit on it like they did, because you know that's what they did, you mean to tell me the NFL couldn't have got a copy of it? It comes to light today that the hotel, the casino, the wherever the hell this happened at, they were asked, did the NFL even ask you for the video? In which the hotel replied, no. On CBS this morning, it's a morning show, wake up show, whatever, Roger Goodell made an appearance on there in which he said he never saw the video because when he asked to see the video from the police department, they never made it available to him. That's very funny to me because that's a lie. Because when Dez Bryant, and I know some of you may remember this, when Dez Bryant was on the verge of being drafted and the teams were going through the question and answer situation at the combine, someone of the Miami Dolphins front office at the time asked Dez Bryant, was his mother once a prostitute? Because through the background information gathering of one Dez Bryant, it was known his mother was not the glowing mother that some of us have or that some of us wish to have. She may or may not have been a prostitute. If someone had the balls to ask Dez Bryant that, where do you think they got that information from? When Johnny Manziel was out signing autographs and doing the money sign and sniffing cocaine in Vegas bathrooms, you don't think the NFL had someone telling him? You don't think the Browns front office put someone on them to do on Johnny Manziel to do background research? They're investing millions upon millions of dollars in these players, in these individuals, in this league. And you mean to tell me, with a player, with the caliber of player that Ray Rice is, the $30 million that they have invested in Ray Rice, not knowing that this could turn into what it could turn into. Simple fact of something happened, we need to investigate it. There's video evidence of a person in our organization doing this. We need to do more background research. The man was charged with physically assaulting his wife. You don't think he would lie to you when you were questioning him because his job was in jeopardy. You didn't think a battered wife would go to the NFL office and go with the story that Ray Rice told her to tell them. Because Ray Rice is worth $30 million to the Baltimore Ravens. Ray Rice was worth $30 million. So now he's got to protect the $30 million he's worth. Why wouldn't his wife go along with that? Why wouldn't she line up and give any version of the story he told her to give? So when this tape is actually produced and they tell me they never saw it, no one in the Ravens organization ever saw it. No one in the NFL front office never saw it. Somebody is lying or someone is absolutely incompetent and jobs should be lost because of this. Because this is a egregious error. This was horribly handled in so many ways. It's not even funny to laugh at. This was handled in so many ways poorly that Jhené Rice, the wife of Ray Rice, now has to relive this life, this night, all over that night, all over again. She has to go through the situation of being publicly embarrassed all over again because this wasn't handled right by the Baltimore Ravens and the NFL. Now, people want to say, oh, he's already been punished. He's serving his time. Ray Rice put himself in that position. Ray Rice has been an upstanding citizen in the NFL and in the community up until that point. And so now you know what matters after that point. What he did before that happened. Don't tell me Ray Rice is a good guy. Don't tell me Ray Rice is great in the community. Because those things stop mattering when he sucker punched his wife in an elevator. So I don't care how good of a person he is. Because good people do bad things. It happens. People make mistakes. Ray Rice will play in the NFL again. Please believe me. Ray Rice will play again in the NFL. Brandon Marshall, Chicago Bear wide receiver, had a similar situation with his wife. He's now starring in NFL TV commercials. He's on Inside the NFL. Michael Vick murdered a bunch of dogs in a country where we absolutely love dogs. Some people love dogs more than they love their own family members. Michael Vick is still playing quarterback in the NFL. And I mention this all the time, but Ray Lewis murdered a man outside of a nightclub. He's a NFL hero. He is a star on ESPN. So all you people who want to cry for Ray Rice because you think he's getting a raw deal, please save your tears. Please save your sympathy. Because he will be back again next year. Because what this incident should show you about the NFL is that the NFL is about winning and losing. Period. There's nothing above that. Once the games start playing, we as fans have horrible memories about what these guys have done because they're now playing for your team. Brandon Marshall has had several incidents on several teams. By several, I mean more than two. So he's done this repeatedly. He's now married to the woman who he had his incident with. So don't tell me that Ray Rice has no opportunity to make money now. His life is ruined. Because it's not. Because he's 27 years old. He will play again. There are so many parts of this story that I absolutely hate. Roger Goodell can tell you a lot of things. As a NFL fan, I posted a video about this. If you believe Roger Goodell never saw that video, if you truly believe that, you are the perfect fan for the NFL. Because you don't care about anything that involves the league you enjoy watching. You don't care that Dante Stallworth killed the man because he was drunk driving. You don't care that Ray Lewis stabbed a man to death outside of a nightclub. You don't care that Brandon Marshall had multiple domestic violence issues with his wife and is still playing in the NFL. You don't care that Greg Hardy choked defensive end for the Carolina Panthers, played on the field last Sunday, grabbed his girlfriend by the throat and smashed her face against the wall several times before throwing her on a futon full of guns. These are people who have been charged with things. These are not speculation. These are not ifs, coulda, woulda, shouldas. These are people fighting court charges or have fought court charges. Greg Hardy's playing on Sunday still, to this day, right now. And no one's talking about that because you don't care. And it's sad, but it's true that you only care about what happened in that elevator because you saw it. Because when you didn't see the actual video of him hitting her, some of you were okay with the 2-game suspension, which I'm going to get to in a second. Some of you were okay with what punishment was doled out to him by the state of New Jersey. You didn't care because in your mind, you said, well, shit, he only got 2 games. It couldn't have been that bad. And then you saw the video. And you went, what the hell is this? When you give Wes Welker 4 games, and I don't give a damn what the rules are, for a first-time offender for popping mollies on his own time at the Kentucky Derby, he gets 4 games. He loses $1 million. Ray Rice gets 2 games. Two, uno, dos, for my Spanish and Latinos. So, let's be real about the type of fan you are when it comes to this. Because I'm tired of trying to weed through those who care and those who don't care. Because a lot of you don't care. Because as long as that person's on your team helping you win on Sundays, you don't care. You could care less. Because the NFL is about protecting the shield. The NFL is about protecting the logo. The NFL is about protecting what's on the helmet, not on the back. So the next time you want to be in an outrage about what's happening to your football team or someone who's on another team, beware. Because there's probably one of those dudes on your team. So stop faking like you're so pissed of what Ray Rice did. Because Ben Roethlisberger has raped 3 women. And no one seems to care. People keep cheering for him. Yeah, he raped 3 women. One in college, one at Lake Havasu, and another one in a bathroom. Never spent a day in jail. So don't tell me you care about what these guys do to people when they're not scoring touchdowns. Because you don't. Because if you did, the NFL would adjust their rules and these guys would be out of the league. It would be zero tolerance for violence against women. It would be zero tolerance for murder. You don't care. As long as the ball kicks off on Sunday, you don't care. Now let's talk about the 2-game suspension and my theory behind the 2-game suspension, because everybody has a theory about something. Here's my theory about the 2-game suspension. I believe Roger Goodell saw that video and basically brushed it to the side, hoping that no one would ever see it, because Jim Irsay, Jim Irsay, pill popping, Jim Irsay, cash carrying, Jim Irsay, rolling like a dope boy, Jim Irsay, got 8 games and a $500,000 fine, which is a slap on the wrist. Actually, that's not even a slap on the wrist. That's a low five. That's not a high five. That's a low five. Because a high five is big. A low five is just like, good job. That's a low five. $500,000, that's a low five to Jim Irsay. He's a billionaire. Roger Goodell issued the fine, punishment, whatever, for Jim Irsay's attempt to distribute, which he was never charged with. DUI, misdemeanor DUI. Don't ask me how that came about. Must be great to be rich and white. Jim Irsay got 8 games and a $500,000 fine. Roger Goodell issued that as a stance of, I'm tough on my owners because they should have a higher standard. Now, I've already talked about this to some degree, but I believe what he gave Ray Rice was the setup for what he was going to give Jim Irsay. Now, you may disagree with this. You may think I'm a dumbass. You may think this has come out of nowhere. This is so far out of left field. This is a theory that I have. He wanted to hit Jim Irsay with what looked like to be a very hefty fine and a very strong suspension. But to do that, the groundwork had to be laid for something else. He had to take another big-time, highly publicized incident and dole out punishment for that. So he can say, this guy who did something bad didn't even get nowhere near as what I gave an owner. Because again, Roger Goodell, something I was told a long time ago by my mama when I used to try to lie, because we all have been in that situation, and some of you may have been told this. I may have been born at night, but I wasn't born last night. I'm John Browner. You've been listening to the Kinda Sorta Sports Podcast. Thank you guys for listening. And as I always say, never, ever give up. Peace.